The latest troubles between the Philippines and Taiwan started last week. A Taiwanese fisherman was shot and killed by members of the Philippines Coast Guard in waters claimed by both sides. The president of the Philippines apologized, calling it an unfortunate and unintended loss of life. Taiwan's prime minister angrily rejected that apology, demanding to know why the unarmed vessel was fired upon in the first place, and calling for compensation for the victim's family. Taiwan has also frozen the hiring of Filipino workers, issued a travel alert against the Philippines, and announced plans to hold military drills in the South China Sea. The incident highlights overlapping territorial claims in the region. The fisherman was southeast of Taiwan and north of the Philippines, and the Coast Guard crew says they believed the fishing vessel was trying to ram them, a claim denied by other fishermen. As for the impact of the sanctions, the BBC reports some 88,000 Filipinos work in Taiwan, mostly in manufacturing. Taiwan's labor office receives about 3,000 work applications from the Philippines each month. And on travel, the Philippines Department of Tourism says about 54,000 Taiwanese visited in the first 3 months of this year. That's a little more than 4% of all the arrivals to the Philippines. Bill Dorman, HPR News.